하리리봄 사하나 바바투 사하녀 은하투 사하빌얀 가라바바하이 에자스리나 바디타마스 Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Okay, text 10. One by one, the various forms will be described in order to declare the supreme form of Krishna among all the forms, because of its attractiveness in various aspects. Footnote 11. Having concluded this discussion of Pramana, now Rupa Goswami turns to Prameya, the objects of knowledge. Having defined the means of gaining knowledge, now the author begins to define the object of worship revealed by that means, scripture. The various forms of the Lord will be delineated one by one in order to declare the chief or supreme form of Krishna, who sucks the breasts of Yashoda. He is the chief among all the avatara forms and empowered forms, upayeshu, because of his attractiveness which is manifest through his shaktis, qualities, vibhutis, and pastimes. It means this element of this supreme form is that he is the shelter, right? He's maintaining everybody, you know, like that. And he's the creator, the source of everything. At the same time, he plays as if he is the son of Mother Yashoda, being taken care of by her, protected by her, nourished by her.
Yes.
Right. So that's why it's better, because it covers so many aspects. Right. Plus, it's a more universal element. Text.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. How would you pronounce that?
Elephant.
Okay. Krishna appears in three forms in his abodes beyond the material world. Swayam Rupa, essential form, Tad Ekatmaka Rupa, forms which are non-different from it, and Avesha Rupa, empowered forms. How can the Lord have innumerable forms when the Shruti says, Ekam Evadvitiyam? He is one without a second. Chandogya Upanishad 6.2.1. And Smriti says, Tatvam Yajjnanam Advayam. He is one indivisible truth. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. This verse answers, Asau means Krishna. It is not an unreasonable statement because Krishna can manifest many forms through his Achinti Shakti, without giving up one form. Thus, the Shruti of the Atharva Veda says, Eko Vasi Sarvada. Oh, Krishna, Hidya Eko Pisan Bahuda Yo Vibhati. Krishna, living in one place, pervades everywhere. Though one, he manifests many forms. Gopal Tapani Upanishad. It is said, Ekaneka Swarupaya, the Lord has one and many forms. Vishnu Purana 1, 2, 3. And yet others, those whose intelligence is pure, follow the injunctions of Vaishnava scriptures promulgated by you, absorbing their minds in thought of you. They worship you as the one Supreme Lord, manifested in multiple forms. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47. He is like a Vaidurya stone which changes its color, or is like a transcendental actor. In reply to the verses raised for argument, Ekam Advitiyam means that one tattva has qualification or variety. And Advaya Jnanam means that the Lord has variety in three forms, Bhagavan Paramatma and Bhagavan. Thus it is proven by his Achintya Shakti, he manifests many forms. The Dhammas or abodes beyond the material realm indicate places such as Gokula and different Vaikuntha planets called Paravyoma. which are manifest through spiritual energy. Okay, so the whole, what's beyond that whole spiritual sky, this Parabrahma. So in here we see it's very nice, is the acharya is understanding the language very nicely, right? See, is they're translating here the Vedic Sanskrit, right? And then they're showing what the deepness of the meaning, because otherwise there is standard ways to translate, but then there are other ways you could translate deeper meanings, right? So it's not just an alternative. Is actually a deeper understanding. So the acharyas are bringing that out. So most people, when they read, they only see this, the external point.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So naturally, the impersonalists will only see that because they don't have any interest in entrance into anything beyond that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. And the Vaishnavas don't have any problem that the Lord has many forms. So it's only going to be the impersonalists and the Mayavadis or those who like this who are going to.
It mentions that the world outside of material world is also Shakti Visha forms. Previous.
That we'll see when it comes up. See, because outside the material world, you actually have the two aspects, is that the Dham is outside the material world. It's just that by the you know, his Achintya Shakti, then the Tathastha Shakti then can bring the spiritual and material worlds together at the same time. So it's not, we'll take it, well, this is the material world, there happens to be something here, but it's, what's here is not the material world. Does that make sense? That's just like an example, you have an embassy in a country, it's not that country. That embassy is the other country. Right? So it's like that. But at the same time, it appears like that country. You know, it'll have symptoms, you know, signs written in the local language, or people from the locale who are working, you know, so it has that, it has both flavors. So the marginal potency, it's able to do that. It's just like it's doing that with the body and the soul. It means the soul, the jiva is marginal potency, but he's not the marginal potency. He's an anksa of that. But that marginal potency is that these two are together at one time. So the body and the soul already is spiritual and material, and they're together, and we seem to be, you know, comfortable with that. So why not also the Dham there? So you would have both aspects. So we'll see how he reveals. Text 12. That form which not dependent on others is called the Swayam Rupa. This verse defines the Swayam Rupa. He whose swarup does not depend on anything else is called the Swayam Rupa. Just as it is said that a man of austerity is not dependent on anyone for service, but is fully dependent only on himself, Swayam. That form of Krishna which is self-manifesting and is not depending on others for its appearance is called Swayam Rupa. The basis of this characteristic is understood from the word Ananya Siddha in statement in the 10th canto. The women of Mathura said, "What austerities must the gopis have performed? With their eyes they always drink the nectar of Lord Krishna's form, which is the essence of loveliness and is not equaled or surpassed, ananya siddham. That loveliness is the only abode of beauty, fame, and opulence. It is self-perfect, ever fresh, and extremely rare." Srimad Bhagavatam 10:44-14. When speaking of otherness, in relation to the Lord's form and himself, actual difference is not implied, but rather visesha, or apparent difference. For the form of the Lord is without an actual differentiation of parts. Footnote 12. The definition of Swayam Rupa or Ananya Siddha seems to distinguish the form and qualities of the Lord from himself. However, this is merely an expression of difference where no difference actually exists. The very idea of ananya, other beings existing besides the One Supreme, has a real basis only in the fact of his expanding variety, visesha, from himself by his inconceivable energies, not in any factual difference within himself. The substance of the Supreme is always undivided, that is the power of visesha. See, because we're dealing here with something that is beyond our technically understanding. or experience is that for us, everything is always separated. We're used to that. And at the same time, is energy is dependent, while the Lord, He is independent. You know, we could say He's manifest by His internal potency, but He's independent to do that. He's not dependent upon His internal potency to manifest Himself, because He is that energy. It's His energy. So there's a non-difference. So there is the visesha of all the uniqueness, but at the same time, is it's swayam, because it's Him. Right? Does that make sense? For rasa, more difference is made, but in tattva, it's not made. That's why it says He's one without a second. Right? Well, generally meaning, okay, He's the biggest, and so none of us can do that. But it also means that there's only Him. Right? Text 13. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and He is the prime cause of all causes. Brahma Samhita 5.1. An example of Swayam Rupa is given. The person Krishna is taken as the subject, because that is the meaning taken from scriptures. The conventional meaning of Krishna, the son of Jashoda, is taken because of the rule of Rudhir Yogam Apaharati. Conventional meaning overrides etymology. Okay. 13. What is etymology 13? Oh, it's not like an isotope or something. Yes. Okay. It means, is this because I complained that they were too small? He made the letters smaller. Than that. Okay. He's not here to comment on this. Okay. 13. It is often quoted by commentators. It is ascribed to Kumarila, a Mimamsa scholar. Okay. Conventional meaning overrides etymology. Okay, so this is Kumarila. The followers of Bhatta say, one should accept conventional meaning and reject etymology when that makes sense. 14. Okay, does that make sense? In other words, if it makes sense on its own, there's no need to go into the etymology to try to find the meaning.
Okay.
And that conventional meaning is there. If even you use etymology, it should support that conventional meaning. Does that make sense? Because otherwise, then by the etymology, you can take it so many places. Because one word will be a combination of many, many things, and at any point you could kind of get off.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Conventional meaning, can you get into an argument on what that actually
was? Convention.
How you define that?
There would be, you know, your standard words or terms or usage. So you're saying is standard, like we say, you know, hi. Okay?
Hi.
So does that mean hi?
You can look up.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, but by etymology, what does hi mean? You know, or cool. You know, it goes, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you understand? So, the conventional usage, because you don't go into, no, but, you know, cool means that the temperature wise is, you know, less than what, you know, like this and that. And then that's when you get into the problem.
Yes.
Because how do you define cool?
Yes.
Right?
Not cold.
In Finland, we were on the Arctic Circle.
Yeah,
and I told you that. We went to, and they were taking bath in the river there. Right, on the Arctic Circle. And, you know, they're taking bath and everything. I said, isn't it cold? Because it was cold outside, right? The Arctic Circle. So, and they said, no, not at all. It's very pleasant, nice. So they said, well, you can come take a bath. So I did. I went down, take a bath. It was freezing. Absolutely freezing. But their thing is, no, it's not cold. And their definition is, there's no ice on the top. When there's ice on the top, that's cold. If there's no ice, it's warm. You know? So, like that. If the snow's melting, it's spring. That's it. It's cold, you know, the snow's still there, but it's melting. You know, that's
the sun is out for more than 4 hours.
Yeah. So then it's you know, so yeah. So that's where you get into problems. So that's why conventional usage is.
Isn't it, Vedically speaking, not really proper for humans to be living in these areas?
No. If you look around and there's no coconut trees or banana trees, you're not supposed to be there. That's the.
That's the conventional meaning?
that's the Shastra conventional meaning. Yes. So you've made a good choice. Like that. This is from Nyaya Pradeep by Vishwakarman, which is commentary on Tarkabhashya by Keshava Mishra. The author of Namakamudi says, the word Krishna has the conventional meaning, the supreme Brahman in the form of Yashoda's son, having the complexion of a tamal tree. The etymological meaning can indicate something different. You get into it, so then we're talking about qualities of Krishna. Yes. So Krishna means the cycle of birth and death is stopped.
Yes.
Or Krishna, one who attracts the mind. You can get into all these different kinds of things. Yes. But the conventional meaning is Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda. So that's why you keep referring to this, because that's actually how the definition is used. Parama and Ishwara describe Krishna, indicating that he is not dependent on anyone else. Thus he is distinct from the vilas and swamsa forms. What is his composition? He is Satchitananda Vigraha. He has a form which is knowledge, chit, and which is bliss. This is karma dharaya compound. Oh, this is a karma dharaya compound, and means he is incarnate, vigraha, self-revealing, chit, bliss, ananda. The word sat refers to his beauty, for his body is composed of extremely attractive limbs. Sat can, footnote 15, sat can mean beautiful according to the dictionary. Okay, because sat's his existence, so that's his form. You know, that's how we'll appreciate it. Because all of his aspects of existence, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, but Bhagavan's the most special. Right? So that's his form. Then chit will be his activities. Mm. Right?
Yes.
And Ananda is that bliss that comes from that. Thus he is distinguished from the liberated jivas, since they have a difference between their body and soul. Footnote 16. This would apply to the sadhana siddha, liberated jiva, before he gives up his body on earth. Right? Because in the spiritual world it says that there's no difference between the soul and the body.
Raj, is that an absolute no difference, or no difference in the quality? Because is the living entity and that position still under the shelter of the internal potency who's given?
That means by saying there's no difference would mean it would be an expansion of the living entity. But at the same time, as there is, it has to be under the shelter of the internal potency, because the Tathasa Shakti is an expansion of the internal potency. So there would be some connection there. But the point is that is the nature of the jiva. Just like the mind, it means we identify ourselves by our mind. And so the mind then means we, from the mind then expands the body. So there you're dealing with the spiritual mind. And so that form is non-different. Here it's made out of the gross elements. There it's still Satchitananda. You know, because that's all anything is. The internal potency is Satchitananda. Though in the spiritual world you don't designate the difference. We only designate it here. We bring these out so we see what we're dealing with. But in the spiritual world, they don't make a difference between one devotee of the internal potency and another, because they happen to be a particular aspect. You know what I'm saying? It's not when Radharani comes, they go, hey, here comes the Vladini. You know? You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. Just like they don't make the difference between those who are internal potency and marginal. Like that. So it's just yeah.
No racism?
Yes, no racism. like that. No, sometimes they comment that, you know, everybody else in Vrindavan is, you know, golden, a light color, but this guy's black, you know, where's he from? When they want to harass him. So sometimes that does come up. But it has no racist overtones.
He's only one, so he's hardly a race.
Yeah. Still, Arjuna is the same color. Draupadi is the same color. Mm-hmm. Like that. That's why she's called Krishna. Mm-hmm. Right? Like that. Mm-hmm. Thus, he can be distinguished, okay, from the liberated soul, since they have a difference between their body and soul. Sat does not mean all-pervading, because this meaning is including the phrase sarva karana karanam, because he's the source of everything. So it's not just the all-pervading. Because sat can also mean all, like Brahman is sat, so you can say all-pervading, mm-hmm. or existence. Or he is existence, but that existence is a form. Sat does not mean all-pervading, because this meaning is included in the phrase sarva karana karanam. Next, Krishna's pastime is described. The word Govinda indicates his pastime of herding the cows. For later, it will be said in Brahma Samhita, Surabhi Abhipalayantam. This does not indicate some low occupation. The Goshupta says, sacrifices begin with the cows. The devatas arise from the cows. The Vedas, along with the recitation of the six angas, were proclaimed by the cows. Anadi means one who is not accepted to be under anyone's control. He is viewed as such by the Yadus and Dorka. Adi here means he who is accepted as controlled by others, and refers to his existence in Braja. Anadi should not be taken to mean without beginning or cause. So that's another element of anadi. It means he's always been under the control. Or one who is not accepted to be under control. Excuse me. The author. So the jiva always has, since time immemorial, has considered himself to be the controller. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And adi should not be taken to mean the head of others, because these meanings are covered in the phrase sarvakarana karanam. Next, another pastime of Krishna is described. Oh, now that makes sense. So I showed this verse to a Madhva scholar, and he saw the English translation. He says, no, there's mistakes in this translation. Because they would need to see this commentary to understand actually what it means. Because they will by their usage, use them differently. You know, because they have a different, you know, how you say, it's not about the sweetness and all that being the original. That's the problem. They're taking it the opposite.
Yes.
So now, the understanding of this text depends on our personal relation with Krishna?
Yeah, basically.
Our intention also?
Yeah. But at the same time, this is Brahma speaking, so he has a specific meaning. Right? Because Brahma, he is now realized the Lord, therefore he's speaking these things. Because he's saying that Swayam Krishna, he has no source, right? But Vishnu has a source, Swayam Krishna, like that. So that's why there's a difference made between the Swayam Rupa. This means there is no source, it's just himself. As he expands, of course, that means he himself is desiring to expand. And that expansion is not different from him, but that expansion still had a source. Balaram has a source, it's Krishna, even though he's non-different. Like that, but Swayam Krishna has no source. Does that sound sense? So from that aspect also, then they're going to take that there's something wrong in the translation because they don't understand that aspect of the philosophy. You know, it just hasn't been revealed to them. Because, you know, they're not looking for it. They're in Vaikuntha, so they're fine. They don't need to look beyond that. But if they do catch, then it's not a problem. Like Baladev, who's writing this commentary, he's initiated in the Madhva line. But he's not taken up the Gaudiya Vaishnavism.
Krishna operates a need-to-know basis?
Basically. Yeah, like that. Or need-to-not-know, like the Gopis. There's the difference between their need-to-not-know and, let's say, your grandmother or something.
Need-to-not-know?
Means they have a need not to know the Lord. But if the Gopis, they're not caring about that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, on the means of philosophy. But as far as wanting to be involved with Krishna, you know Krishna in rasa, that then they want to know. So based on that, that's how they know him. Next, another pastime is described with the word Sarvakarana Karanam. Shruti describes him in this way. He is the cause, the ruler of the causes, who has no ruler over him. Svetasvatara Upanishad. One should understand that this pastime of ruling the universe is performed by Krishna's Swamsa Purusha avatar, Mahavishnu. In this way, Swayam Rupa Krishna is described in this verse. He is the cause, the ruler of causes. Yes. Right, so Mahavishnu is the ruler of causes. Yes. Right? Like that, because in the material world, you're worried about the efficient cause, the material cause, all these aspects of causes. In the spiritual world, that's not really anybody cares about that. So here is then the world of causes, then the ruler of the of causes is Mahavishnu, and he's the ruler of causes. Yes. This is another pastime of Krishna. It's not the primary one. It's because we've already mentioned about Mother Yashoda, we mentioned about the cows. You know, so you get all those aspects. And then you also get here Anadi, who means accepted, who is not accepted to be under anyone's control, as he's viewed in Dwarka. The same time as Adi means controlled by others, then Raja. So you've already covered his various aspects of the pastimes and Vrindavan and Vaikuntha. So all that's left then is the material manifestation. So there, then you mention Mahavishnu, right? So just in this one verse, you've covered all aspects of the Lord and all aspects of his pastimes. That's the acharyas.
That's good.
Yeah. Right? Otherwise, we wouldn't catch those. That's why Manu mentions the third aspect of understanding, our duties by hearing from the acharyas. Right? Then we get a proper understanding of Shudriya Smriti. Text 14. That form which is non-different from the Swayam Rupa, but appears to be different. But appears to be different because of differing shape, activities, etc., is called Tad Ekatma Rupa. That Tad Ekatma Rupa has two forms, Vilas and Svamsa. This verse describes the Tad Ekatma Rupa. This form is non-different from or one with the Swayam Rupa of Krishna, but it appears to differ by form, activities, etc., though it actually is not different. That Tad Ekatma Rupa has two different forms, Vilas and Svamsa. 15. That form which is different from the original form for performing different pastimes and which is very slightly less in qualities is called the vilas form. Okay. The characteristic of the vilas form is described in this verse. In this form, the composition of limbs is different. Tanya karanam. For the performance of particular pastimes, vilas. Vila Sata. And this form is non-different from the Swayam Rupa. It is approximately equal to the original form, since it is slightly less in qualities, Prayena. The qualities lacking in Narayan are shown as follows, footnote 17. Lacking means that the qualities are not manifest in forms less than Krishna. It just means they're not manifest, because the point is it is Krishna, it's non-different. So all it means is Krishna is not manifest. It's not that he can't, he just doesn't. Right? That's why we see in Vaikuntha, when we'll see, when Gopakumar goes to Vaikuntha, and then so he's sitting in a solitary place, then Vishnu, you know, the presiding deity of the Vaikuntha planet, comes. And then he pulls out his flute, starts playing the flute, the cows are all there, it's all happening, you know, like that. But that's one of the qualities that it technically he doesn't do. But because it's Gopakumar, who is a Brajvasi, he's manifesting it. But to the Vaikuntha Vasis, then he doesn't. So therefore, then be lost. Right? The four extraordinary qualities possessed by Govinda alone are as follows. He is extraordinary by his special pastimes, by his devotees endowed with abundant prema, by sweetness of his flute, and by the sweetness of his form. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.143. The definition of vilas will also apply to relationships between other forms. An example is given in the next verse. Just as the Lord of the spiritual sky, Narayan, is the vilas form of Govinda, so Vasudeva is the vilas form of the Lord of the spiritual sky, original Narayan in Vaikuntha. Right? Because you have the Mahanarayan. From Mahanarayan, a singular form, then expands Vasudeva, Prajumna, Aruva, Vasudeva. I mean, Sankarsana, Vasudeva. Right? Does that make sense? So Vasudeva, depending upon which aspect you're looking at, Vasudeva is the primary one, and from him comes Shankar, Shankar, Jumna, Adiyuddha, Vasudeva. That's our, I mean, you just have to stop after three.
Yes.
Yeah. So then, but if you're looking at technical, because Sankarshan is the one who creates the situation of everything, so then you could say that Vasudeva expanding from him.
Yes.
Because he expands out the Vaikuntha planets, all the devotees, everything like that. And then come the pastimes.
Yes.
But actually the primary person in there is Vasudeva. Because he manifests all the qualities. While Sankarshan manifests specific qualities. Prajumna specific, Aniruddha specific. But Vasudeva manifests all those. But in the same way, as each one of them could manifest all of them and could get out and flute and start doing all this stuff. But they don't, because it's Krishna. It's just like, it means we have to get up, get dressed, you know. The rest of it going there. So you can go to the office, right? And stuff like that. Now Krishna can stay at home and expand and go to the office. So why would at the office he would want to manifest the qualities he has at home? He's at the office. You know, so Vaikuntha is Krishna's office. You know, that's where he goes and does all his God stuff.
His God stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's vilas?
Vilas, so you mentioned here. The characters of vilas are described as in this verse. In this form, the composition of different limbs, anyakaranam, for the performance of particular pastimes, vilasata. Right. So, in other words, vilas means for performance of pastimes, he takes this specific form.
So, like, who would be the vilas form?
It means from Narayan on down. Right, up to the point where you get to the next one, where you get to the Amsa.
It's in the CC. That means it's all described in the CC.
Yes, yes. I think it's in the discussion with Sanatana Goswami. Mm. I think it's there. Like that. But in TLC, you'll get it just directly those parts. And probably gets into a lot of detail and explaining.
you need the tape, though, for that. The head, and the cracking of the head.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, he's put it on quite. I recommend this way. Let's use the real wide stuff.
There's also a diagram on the next page.
There's also a diagram on the next page. Okay. So there you have it. Okay. Okay, so here he's saying, just as the Lord of the spiritual sky, Narayan, is the vilas form of Govinda, means he's an expansion of Govinda, so Vasudeva is the vilas form of the Lord of the spiritual sky, the original Narayan. The proof for this is, I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda, who endows the abodes of Durga, Shiva, and Vishnu which are situated below his own planet of Goloka, with their respective powers, Brahma Samhita 43. Even though both Narayana and Vasudeva appear to be the same form because of having four arms and being blackish in color, there is a difference caused by restriction of the manifestation of qualities in Vasudeva. This is similar to Rama and Bharata, who are both supreme, but in a relationship of the master and the servant. Okay. And then, okay, so Swayam Rupa is Krishna. So he hasn't got into... So then within that you have Swayam Prakash, his own manifestations. So that you have Prabhava Prakash, which expands into multiple forms with the same features as in the Rasa Dance and the Palaces of Dwarka, where same mood, he just has many forms so he can interact with so many devotees like that. Then Vaibhava Prakash, so Prabhav and Vaibhav, right? So Vaibhav expands with different moods and bodily features, such as his brother Balaram. Mm-hmm. Right? So Balaram is Vaibhav, Nisringadev, Ramachandra, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that, are taking these different moods. Well, actually not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's part of Swayam, Swayam Rupa. But they're all part of this. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then Tadekatma Rupa, expansion with different moods and bodily features, they technically expand from Balaram.
How many? Kuadrupa?
That comes down next. As you get the Vilasas, you get the four-armed Vishnu forms. And then you have here, also the same thing, you have Prabhav and Prakash, right? So Prabhav and Vilas. So from here is Tadek, at this point here where the two things meet, technically you have Mahanarayan, right? And then, which is, at the same time you can say he's the Vilas form, okay? Then I think they're moving it to here, okay? He's expanded from there. So technically he's who sits in Mathura.
Tadekatma?
The Vilas. Tadekatma, but in this Vilas form. Then Vilas is then Krishna and Balaram in Mathura. Like you see as they're walking in, there's that element kind of like sweetness and all that, but at the same time they have four arms. Mm-hmm. Like that. You know, which is quite interesting, because in Dwarka he only has two arms. But it's just somehow that's the flavor there. So that means Krishna, Balaram and them in Dwarka have expanded from Krishna and Balaram in Mathura. That's why they're in Mathura first, then they go to Dwarka. But they're actually, you know, two places that men are running at the same time. But here we just make it in different orders. Then Prabhav Vilas, the first quadruple chatur of Vyuha expansions, Vasudev, Sankarcham, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. So these will be Krishna and Balaram in Dwarka. So that's the Prabhav. So it's the same kind of move. Then Vaibhav. Second set of Chaturvyuha forms, presiding over the four directions, three expansions from each one of their original Chaturvyuha forms, each presiding over one of the 12 months, and additional two Vilas Murtis from each one in the original Chaturvyuha expansions, making a total of 24 primary Vaibhav Vilas expansions. Right? Got that, right? Just like when we were reading on the logic, right? Okay. So,
easy.
Easy, yeah. So,
They all have a planet.
So what you can say in the Vaibhav Vilas, that's Vaikuntha planets. So technically, then when you get to Mathura and Dwarka, that's Vaikuntha. But that's the elements within Goloka.
Hmm.
You know, so Vaikuntha expands from there. But you already have those flavors, but with all the five rasas. Because when you expand outside, then you don't have five rasas. Right? Does that make sense? In Vaikuntha is only servitorship.
Oh, okay.
Servitorship and how do you say it? Shanta. Means Lakshmi, of course, is conjugal, but it's not even really discussed. It's just he's his consort, that's all. So it's kind of like, you know, the energetic has energy, but it's those elements are not prominent. And there's only one. There's only Lakshmiji, right? Lakshmi or Shribhu Nila, like this. But it's not open for jivas to become part of that. And there's definitely no parents.
and no friends because he's God. Right? So he can't have parents. You know, he is the parent. Does that make sense? So the jivas can be involved in servitorship or shanta, like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So that's what you're getting in the vibhav.
That's like fawning or just staring.
I mean, there's something going on when the staring is happening. You know, it's not blank. It's not, you go like this and nothing's happening.
Well, if we ever interact with Krishna in the form of him being a parrot, is this the form that he's taking?
It depends upon what your mood is. If it's in majesty, it'll be within this, how you say, it would be in this prabhava vilas, you know, like that.
No, just like a father.
But what does that mean, just like a father?
Well, you said just now he doesn't have parents because he is the parent.
Means it, yeah, it means he's God.
Okay, so it's got...
So, well, see, the difference when we're talking here is one is looking at it like that because of the philosophical position, but it's not in rasa, they relate with him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like a parent, other than he's the Supreme Lord, he's a source of everything and like that.
Yeah.
You know, just like, let's say, the administrator of the country is the parent.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of... It's formal. But if it's actual... A relation of parent,
yeah.
That then you have to get to Dwarka to start that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Is that, yes.
So when we're talking about the Chaturvyuha in relationship to Savanna, the Dhyan Prayojana, is it the Prabha or Maiva?
It doesn't matter because they will all be the same thing. It's just a matter of how they're applying it. So vilas means basically the same, but that little bit reduction in power. So we see as Krishna and Balaram and that, we, you know, they're seen as the same persons. But when we go into the prabhav and vaibhav, then you can see a difference. Right? So you have the original Chaturvyuha then expand into everything else. So technically they're in Dwarka, but you're seeing them basically in this vilas aspect.
Yeah. Okay. The same is further applicable again to Purusha avatars and the little avatars and Vasudeva.
Yeah, I mean, because it always runs like that. That you always have Sankarshan has these particular qualities, Vasudeva, Prajumna, and Adiruddha. They all have those specific qualities that they do. So we're talking about them in the element of their mood or in the mechanics. But those, as we mentioned, go all the way back because Krishna has those four aspects of personality. That's how you get these four. So one is manifesting just... Krishna manifests all four of them. You know, the Dhira, Datta, Dhira, Alita, Dhira, Prashanta, Dhira, Datta. But when you expand into the Chaturvyuha, then they manifest one of those. Not that they couldn't do the other, but the point is, just like we said, you are expanding for that particular pastime, because that's what vilas means. Then that... that pastime will have a certain situation, certain devotees, therefore certain moods. And so there's no need to adjust it. The point is we don't see that much, we don't make this distinction so strongly. It's all Krishna. But it's just according to the devotees, he's manifesting this particular flavor. Right? In other words, Vaikuntha, they want to see him as God, so he manifests that mood as God. In Braj, they're not worried about if he's God or not. Because they refer to other pastimes, other realms in Braj, but that's, they know it's him, but it's, those aren't the aspects they're really worried about. Is that, okay. Then we see here the swamsas, partial manifestations of the Lord. So then you get into these lila avatars, Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Shaktivesha avatars, right? And then these are, we have two,
avatar, living beings who are directly empowered by the Lord. Examples, for Kumara, Nard, Brahma, Ananta, Sesh, Prithu, and Parasuram. And Vibhuti, reflections of the Lord's might, such as listed in the Gita. Among demigods, I am Indra. Among Vasus, I am Agni. So Vibhuti is like a particular quality, like that. So all these things. So ultimately, the Vibhuti goes down to everything there is, because everything, but it just gets smaller and smaller. You know, somebody can do something amazing. You know, like eat a bicycle or something. So these things in, you know, the Guinness Book of World Records. So there's some element of Vibhuti there, but it's not that impressive.
It's not in the Gita.
Yeah, it's not in the Gita, because otherwise, then, you know, everybody, you know.
It'd be a long book.
It'd be a very long book, you know.
The fire of digestion.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's clear.
Yeah.
Like, he puts Ramachandra and Vishnu in Lila Avatar. He put them in Vaibhavita Kash. They can be involved.
That's when you have down here, but you also have the Swayam aspects. But you know, in the spiritual world, so maybe here you just don't see. So here they expand from the Lord here. Okay. Okay. So here there's very specific things that they're doing, because it says the Lord is descending. So it's directly the Lord himself, because only the Shakyavesh, I mean, some of these others then are jivas and things like this. But here is directly the Lord. But in here is the tadekatma rupa. Then, how do you say, the Lord is manifesting only those passions. Like Ramachandra doesn't play a flute. He could, but he doesn't. But here in this he could. He actually, his form has all the 64 qualities. So what we're talking about here is this Prabhav and Vaibhav Prakash of Swayam Rupa. You know, Swayam Prakash, they have the 64 qualities. But you don't necessarily, in here in these paths, you don't see Krishna and Dwarka playing the flute. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So you have these aspects, but at the same time, you have, okay, so they're not just like Narayan, who only manifests 60 qualities. Right? Does that make sense? So in other words, it has to be appreciated on that subtle platform, is that any of his forms could, but they don't. But at the same time, is to perform the pastime, how much of his qualities, how much potency is there? So the same. So if you have these, then behind it, then there's other aspects. He's manifesting 60 qualities, but the other four are behind. So therefore, there's a particular sweetness in Ramachandra, or there's a particular. He's always has a lot of devotees with them, like that. Does that make sense? So, but you always say, you know, it comes down, or you know, Matsya Korma, it's less. You know, there's devotees there, but there's not as much. Then, Manvantara, Tara, and then Yugavatara. Okay, so then.
This Vaibhava Prakash, it is a Swayam Krishna in different mood.
It's a different mood. In other words, all 64 qualities are there, but there's a different mood.
And it's only Krishna, Ramachandra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nishimgadev,
and Balaram.
Yeah, there's only five.
Only five.
I think once we go, Rupa Goswami mentioned it here.
Yeah.
Like that. Does that make sense? But from Balaram is expanding, then Mahanarayan is the Vilas. Because in other words, each one goes, because you get a Vilas of a Vilas of a Vilas, you know, so you have that aspect also. Just like in Dwarka, because it's there, but in Dwarka, He's with the queen, so it's a Prabhav Prakash of the Prabhav Vilas.
Right. Yes. Make sense?
Yes. Yes. Like that. So you have to get these principles of getting out your masking tape. Or actually, probably should go for duct tape.
You just need to know that.
Yes. Definition of Swamsa. That form which is similar to the Vilas form, but manifests fewer powers than the Vilas form, is called Swamsa. Examples are forms of Sankarshan and Matsya in their abodes in the spiritual world. So then they're manifesting even less. This verse describes the Swamsa. Right, we go in the spiritual world. We have to remember it's wherever the Lord is performing his pastimes, that's the spiritual world.
Yes.
You know, we're the ones that make this difference. This verse describes the Swamsa. It is similar to the Vilas form. That is, it is non-different from the Swayam Rupa, but it shows less power than the Vilas form. Right, so that, does that make sense? So all of them are non-different from the Swayam Rupa.
Yes.
The original form, just they're manifesting less and less of the power of the Lord. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Swayam Rupa means the original.
Yeah. Because Sankarshan they put under the Vilas and Matsya under Swamsa.
Yeah. It could be. I'm not sure where he took this list, but at the same time as you're getting the. There's principles at work here that you have to catch. Yeah, the principles are at work. So, as I mentioned before, that you have the Vilas form means, and technically on one level, Vilas means anybody expanding from, right? And then the next expansion. But here they make a difference in Vilas and Swamsa, that Swamsa, they're manifesting less power than the Vilas.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know?
It contains all qualities but manifests fewer.
Yes.
Who comes for the specific purpose?
Yes. Like that. You know, because it gets more and more specific, then you only manifest the qualities necessary for that purpose.
Yeah.
This verse, like it said, that Bharat is expanding from the Lord, but he's manifesting less. So Lakshman is more than Bharat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in the same way as Mahavishnu will manifest more, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu less than that, Kiradakshaya Vishnu less than that. Because you only need to manifest that much to do that particular activity. This verse describes the Swamsa. It is similar to the Vilas form, that is, it is non-different from the Swayam Rupa, but it shows less power than the Vilas form. But this definition of Amsa and Amsi is contrary to what has been said by the previous Acharya Madhva in commenting on Swapayat. He puts an A in there. But for, you know, R is it's only there is only. I don't think that A is there. Madhva says that this indicates that all the forms of the Lord are perfect. However, in commenting on other sutras such as Prakashaditvat, Nainam Para, Vedanta Sutras 2344, and Smaranti Cha, Vedanta Sutras 2347. Madhva has explained about the relation between the Amsa and Amsi. Even in the commentary on Swapyayat. So, that's it, Swap. Oh, no, it's there. We just have an extra Y.
Swapyayat.
Yeah, we have Swapyayat. He indicates non-difference only in the sense that all forms of the Lord are perfect. Thus, there is no contradiction, right? Because he doesn't want to get into any, really discuss anything that's one.
Yes.
That's all. Because then they'll start. So he's just saying that they're all perfect. That's the, all the thing. So there's no contradiction.
Yes.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Also, it'll be explained later with the word shaktir, vyakti, that the difference is the difference in manifestation of powers only. The manifestation of non-manifestation, or the manifestation or non-manifestation of this potency is the basis of gradation. Lagu 1590. Right? It means how much is manifest or what's not manifest. You know, like in other words, the four qualities are not manifest, only 60 are manifest. Therefore you get Mahanarayana. So that you get the Bilas form. Definition of Aresha. Exalted jivas empowered by the Lord with portions of his powers, such as knowledge, are called avesha forms. Footnote 18. Another definition appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The living entity who is specifically empowered by the Lord with knowledge or strength is technically called avesha rupa. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 7.11, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Prabhartan. Unless a devotee is specifically empowered by the Lord, he cannot preach the holy name of the Lord all over the world. C.C. Madhya 20.165 purport. It's not a, because we see here, unless a living entity is specifically empowered, right, with knowledge or strength, and he says here, powers such as knowledge. Right? So powers includes power.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Such as knowledge. Yeah. So it's the same. He's just expanding to show it its application in the preaching. Mm-hmm. Examples existing even in Vaikuntha are Sesha, Narada, and Kumaras, footnote 19. These are Avesha forms in the spiritual world. There are also Avesha avatars who appear in the material world. These are described in the story of Akrura in the 10th canto. Thus, the three forms of Krishna have been described. So these are overall, and then there's the subdivisions within them. Right? So the basic principles, you have this Swayam Rupa, right? Then you have the Vilas, which means for a specific pastime, he manifests or doesn't manifest specific qualities. And then, where jivas are empowered, you know, for a specific purpose, then that's the third. Right? So that's your three main categories. Mm-hmm. Then within the categories, you have differentiations. Yes. Is that what it is? Yeah.
And now they have the same purpose. All these categories.
Basically, I mean, ultimately, is the interaction between the Lord and the devotees. That's the whole point. So, living entity becomes attracted to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. This means they have like a avesha or vilas, one the one. They have the same also. Fully transcendental.
Everybody's fully transcendental. That was the thing. It says all the forms are perfect.
Yes.
No. So that's the element. But we see here the avesha. This is jivas who are empowered. So the swayam and the vilas. These are how do you say? So ekatma rupa. These are just non-different from the Lord.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So they're all Vishnumurtis. Right, and then the avesha, that is jivas, yes.
Was it, or is everybody's in that picture of Brahma Vimohan Lila, you know, where the Vishnamurtis, they are fawning,
mm-hmm.
and Brahma is there, so he would be jiva, and then Krishna is there. So all three levels are in that picture, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, good. See, the tape worked.
kept solid in.
The avesha of Sesh, however, refers not to the form which acts as Vishnu's bed, but the other form which supports the universe. Footnote. I'm not sure what, but footnote something. 20. It's just the zero is smaller than the two, so I couldn't tell if it had a line connected. Sesha acting as the bed of Vishnu is not a jiva, but Sesha who holds up the worlds on his hood is a jiva. He is described in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita 1462. So, up and coming. Right? So they're meaning different there. Because Sesha holds up the bed, that's Sankarsha. Mm-hmm. Like that. He's just the last manifestation of Sankarsha. Therefore, he's called Sesha. Sesha means finished. Yeah, so that means like that. The three forms mentioned are Swayam Rupa, Tadekatma Rupa, Vilas and Swamsa, and Avesha. So, in other words, and Tare Katma Rupa, Vilas is manifesting more, Swamsa is less. Because it's more specific. Right, so that's why when Prabhupada's talking about it, that Krishna in Vaikuntha and that, or these other avatars, pastimes, they have 60 qualities, but they're not necessarily, they're perfect, but they're not necessarily manifesting all of them in great fullness. But Mahanarayan is. Like that. Then you have Krishna, right? And then 55, those 55 qualities, the Vaikuntha Murtis manifest in fullness, and the next five, you know, to whatever degree is necessary for the pastime. But Mahanarayan has all 60 in fullness, right? And that's 55, maybe had to some degree by Brahma or Shiva, like that. Does that make sense? Yes?
From this definition of Vaisha, does it mean that Vyasa is usually a jiva in every yuga? It's just this yuga is Swayam Krishna?
It doesn't say, I don't think it said he's Swayam Krishna, but he's Vishnumurti. In other words, he's Vishnu Tattva instead of, he would be this.
Swamsa.
Yeah, he'd be a Swamsa instead of the, I guess, what is it, Dibi Namsa, the Jiva? Yeah. Okay, so that'll be those words come up in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes? No?
We don't know yet.
Don't know yet, okay. We'll see. Okay.
Still cooking.
Yes. I mean, all these things, they cook for a while, they make sense.
The first three.
It's just that there's subdivisions of those three. That's where it starts. Because the point is you have these three, but at the same time as they're manifesting, so you may have these dual places. Like Sesha does all these activities, but Sesha does that activity by empowering a jiva to hold up the universes. But he's because he's sitting with Vishnu. It's the same potency, but that's given to something else. I mean, if you could hang out with Vishnu, why would he be holding up all the planets on your head? You know what I'm saying?
So that's all it is.
You know, like we mentioned, you wouldn't manifest all the qualities you have at home at the office. The Prakash forms of Krishna are not considered among the types, these types. They are non-different from the Swayam Rupa. So that's the Prakash is here, then by Baba Prakash. Okay, so then I know they're both Prakash, Swayam Prakash, right? So Swayam Rupa, that's his original. So Swayam Prakash means his expansion. So some are exactly the same, they take the same flavor, so they're the same, or they have a different mood. So these are, this verse, this is verse 20. Then the Prakash forms of Krishna are not considered among these types, Tadekatma Rupa. They are non-different from the Swayam Rupa. So now he's giving breakdowns of the Swayam Rupa. It is known that Krishna takes on many forms when he is with the gopis, such as Chandra, Sun, Chandra. Yes. and Radha, or with the queen such as Rukmini and Satyabhama. Sorry. Are these forms Amsha, Tadekatmaka, Rupa, or Amsi, Swayam Rupa? The forms called Prakash are not included among the Vilas, or swarms of forms, because they do not have any features or powers from the other identical forms which appear to be separate from it.
In the Rasa dance, we heard one time that Vishnanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that there's not many forms of Krishna, it's just that he moves so fast that everyone thinks that Krishna is dancing with them. Have you heard that before?
No.
Yes.
But the point is that what's the result?
It's the same.
The manifestation of many. So it's just.
Yeah. It's just a nice. It was just a nice aspect of that. Either is.
But if it's also nice, is that each one? Because the point is it's about rasa. So as long as each gopi feels Krishna is with him, yeah. So how he does that doesn't really matter.
Yes. He's a supreme multitasker.
Yes.
I don't know what the Sanskrit is for that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm sure you could work it out. You know, it's on the next term.
We can ask Krishna Shrew.
Okay. So, they are not included amongst the Vilasa Swamsa forms because they do not have any different features or powers from the other identical forms which appear to be separate from it. So, they don't have different powers. So, they're the same. Right? Text 21. When one form manifests in many places and is, in all respects, the same as the original form, it is called Prakash. Okay. When Krishna leaves the house of Nanda or Vasudeva and goes for meeting different gopis or the queens in their many houses, he simultaneously expands into many forms. The presence of one form as many simultaneously is called Prakash. It is different from the Vilas and Swamsa forms. Why? It has the same form in all respects. That means it is the same in shape, qualities, and pastimes. Right? So in other words, he's trying to show how these are different from the Vilas. Excuse me, right? Because we've defined it that way. That Vilas means, so Vilas element means that they've expanded from the one before.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that makes sense. So Vilas is a general category. So Tadekatmaka is Vilas.
Can we say Vilas is a more specific expansion than the previous, what it's expanding from?
Generally, otherwise why expand?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. But that whole group, because you have the Vilas and you have the Swamsa, therefore they're given two. But Vilas means that there's expansion, there's less power. And Swamsa means less than that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So those two go together as Tade Katmaka.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, okay. So that's why he's explaining in relation to that, that they're not that, they're this. Okay, text 22. Krishna was seen. So then that would also indicate that he's with these different gopis. But at the same time, he's all with Radharani. Mm-hmm. Right? So everybody feels. But sometimes they also have the elements where it appears that that's not happening. He's with one and not the other, and then you get the more fun of the, you know, interactions based on that kind of situation.
But he doesn't do it with the queens in Dwarka?
The queens, no, it just says he just expands with them, because he doesn't need to. In other words, there's not a problem there. They all are legally married wives, and they all know the other one exists, so therefore if Krishna's with each one of them, it's not a problem. Right, but with the gopis, each one thinks I'm the one, you know. Therefore, the mention of the two names, right? And so then, that way he may be with them, but at the same time as there's the element where he may not be, because you have all the different kinds of, as we were discussing, of the eight kinds of the lover, the feminine lover. So one, you know, where she makes the
she, how you say, very hurriedly goes and to meet. And the other where she goes, they're very nicely planned, everything's well set out. You know, those kind of elements are there. But then there's also that waiting there, more waiting there, really waiting there, completely frustrated that maybe he's not coming, waiting there. You know, it just keeps going like that. So that means then there's all these different aspects. Mm-hmm. 22. Krishna was seen in each palace of each queen in Dwarka simultaneously. This Prakash form is made known by the utterance of Narada. It was Narada, it was revealed to him. Otherwise, no one else probably knew what was happening. They're probably all thinking, how does he take care of them? Right? Because they can't do that. So, you know. But an example is given. One should understand that before this event. It occurred in Braja as well. Expanding himself as many times as there were cowherd women to associate with them, the Supreme Lord, though self-satisfied, playfully enjoyed their company. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33:19. Okay, so then here also, it can also mean that he does it in both ways. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not that it's one or the other. Mm-hmm. Right there. Does that work?
I'm saying.
Potato.
Yes, now he's back. Okay. Yes, okay. Bingo. Okay.
Yes.
Like smelling salts.
You know that smash in a packet? Some of the potato flakes, they're dried, you can
revive
the
arch. To external consciousness.
He's not waking up. Idiot, he's Irish. He's like, he's potato flakes. The word kritva atmanam means manifesting himself. Api gives a restrictive sense, even though he is self-enjoying. Though he is self-enjoying, he enjoyed with them, tad bihi. The forms of spiritual energy. This is elaborately described elsewhere, because we've already said that he's swayam, so therefore he's self-sufficient. But then here is that why would he need to expand? You know, so there, so in that way, then he's enjoying with them. So he is Atmarama, but he's expanded to expand that enjoyment. It is quite this is elaborately described elsewhere. It is quite amazing that in a single body, Lord Krishna simultaneously married 16,000 women, each in a separate palace. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:69:2. Related verses in the same section should also be seen to understand how this illustrates the present subject. Sometimes, even in forearm form, Krishna does not give up his nature as Krishna, the son of Yashoda. That form should be considered a prakash of the two-arm form. Right?
Okay.
Yes.
In the previous, in the same body, single body, while Krishna is simultaneously married, we just now explained that he expanded himself.
But it's this, but that's the point. It's the same person. So that is what is meant by this prakash. It's exactly the same.
Everything is the same.
Yeah, everything's the same. It's exact form.
Prabhupada speaks in Bhagavatam. He explained that the yogi can do it up to 8 forms and they're all
nine.
The same, 9 simultaneously.
Yes, but here, as Krishna expands, he's not like that. Each one can independently doing whatever he likes, but it's exactly the same person, same mood, same form.
Okay.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. It's just like the man, if he has 8 wives, right? So then it's going to be him, but there's a different mood with each one. But here, just Krishna can expand and deal with them all simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. So we catch this one. Sometimes even in forearm form, Krishna does not give up his nature as Krishna, the son of Yashoda. That form should be considered a prakash, or the two-arm form.
Yes.
So he may take the form of the two-arm, but it's still swayam. He's not giving up the mood of Krishna.
Maharaj, what's that picture in behind Panchatattva altar with forearm form and two devotees on the right? Have you seen that one? He's like lying like in almost like next to the tree. It's behind Panchatattva altar.
Is the one laying on, leaning on a tree, leaning back on a tree?
Yeah.
Kind of like real nonchalant.
Yeah.
That's generally the one that we don't deal with. Because that's the disappearance pastime.
Okay.
Yeah, and the people that are there, those are the the personification of Shankar Chakragata and Padma.
Okay.
Right, they're all there. He's there. And then it depends on which one it is. Then you see is that Jada, the hunter, he's there. Because he shot the arrow and then he's coming and offering his obeisances and all that.
Right.
Not that the arrow could make any problem, but just Krishna uses an excuse to go.
Yes. Thank you. like the queue on stage.
Yeah. Okay. It's just. I don't know. You know about this picture? Yeah. What he's talking about? Is that the picture? Is that pastime, or it's a different one?
Uddhava, isn't it? Not hungry.
Yeah, you can have with Uddhava.
Okay.
Yeah, because there also you have that because Dwarka. You know, is connected there. So it's technically Vaikuntha, but it's a, you know, so they may have four arms or not. That's with Uddhava. So is that the Uddhava Gita? Is that pastime?
It's not the one we ordered.
It's not the one. It's not the one we ordered.
Okay.
But you're looking for a buyer. So if you're interested,
I just want to carry the way.
Yeah.
You know, the kirtan goes wrong. You're like, wow, you know, it's Lord Chaitanya, you know, this, that.
Oh, you like, mean great, behind like, means in the hallway?
Yeah. Fun, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lord Shiva drinking the ocean, and then, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant behind Anpachatattva's altar.
No,
okay, then I'm not sure which one.
Yeah.
Is this a new one, or it's always been there? Okay, then I haven't really noticed. Okay, then we'll have to look at it. But, you know, you bring enough potato flakes, and they'll, yeah. But should not the four-handed form that Krishna showed to Rukmini when she fainted in fear that he would leave her be considered be lost since the shape is different? Mm-hmm. This verse answers, according to Medini Kosha, Rupa means nature and beauty. This Krishna Rupatam na tyajet means he does not give up his nature of Krishna as the son of Mother Jashoda. Because his nature remains the same, he should be considered the same, prakash, instead of vilas. The two-armed form is the basic form in that situation. Thus in the Smriti is said, yatra vatirnam krishnakyam param brahma narakriti. Amongst the Yadus, the supreme Brahman called Krishna appeared in a human form. Vishnu Purana 4.11.4. There is no disturbance to the two-handed form if sometimes for joking there is a prakash of four hands. Because even when Krishna's nature remains that of the two-handed form. Right? It's just like he does that with the gopis also. He disappears and manifests a four-armed form. And so they think it's vilas. And so then they are asking Vishnu, you know, where he is and all that. And it works well with everybody but Radharani. Because of her affection, it's so strong. Because she is the cause of the manifestation of Braja Krishna. Because of her love, therefore you see that form. So he can't maintain, and so he turns back into like that. So the point being here is he does it for joking. You know, it's just like I think in Vrindavan, there's the pastime. The cowherd boys are talking about, I think, Garuda and all that. So then at some point, then Krishna calls, I think it's Sridham. He calls him over. And then Sridham takes the form of Garuda, and then Krishna manifests four arms. He gets on them, they fly around a bit, and all the cowboys go, cool. And then they come back, and then they go on with the rest of their stuff. Yeah. So that's what he's referring to here, because sometimes he does manifest as form. Form, one might think it's a different mood, but he's pointing out here is if mood doesn't change, then it still would be considered, it would be considered prakash. The same explanation can be given for Krishna's four-handed appearance when he was born in the prison house, where it is said, Babhuva Prakrita Shishu. He then appeared in his original baby form. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.3.46. Proof of the two-handed form in the Shruti is the following. He is the Supreme Lord with eyes like lotuses, the complexion of a cloud, cloth flashing like lightning, with two arms, wearing a forest garland, fingers poised in the mudra of silence. Gopal Tapani Upanishad. One should not consider the four-armed form superior to the two-armed form. Sometimes one sees statements such as the following. The gross eight-armed form has been described. The subtle four-armed form has been described. And the supreme two-armed form has been described. Therefore, one should worship all three. Ananda Samhita. In that verse, it states that one should worship all three because they are equal. However, it is described in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad that Brahma, after worshipping the two-armed form, carried out the creation. Thus, the idea that Krishna is the Santodita form is rejected. 21. Santodita is a term used by Lokacharya Pillai in Tattva Trai to denote secondary forms expanded from the original Vasudeva. Santodita is with qualities manifested temporarily, and the other, Nityodita, is without qualities manifested eternally. So he's saying it's not this. Because right? Otherwise, how do you say? In the broader Vedic community, they have all kinds of ideas. So you want to avoid. Right, because it's temporarily manifest, then you don't want it to come into this category. That the abodes of all of these forms are beyond the material realm is clearly stated in the scriptures, such as Padma Purana, Uttara Kanda. It goes without saying that the forms of the Lord are eternal, therefore their abodes should also be eternal. It is said, just as the deer cities of the Lord exist on earth, they exist in Vaikuntha for performing various pastimes. Skanda Purana. It is very clear from the Padma Purana that the Lord's abodes are eternal. And so here it's mentioning both. Just as the dear cities of the Lord exist on earth, they exist in Vaikuntha for performing various pastimes. So when it says spiritual world, it means both. It is very clear from the Padma Purana that the Lord's abodes are eternal. All the greatly effulgent avatars such as Matsya and Kurma always live in eternal spiritual abodes in Vaikuntha. Just Prabhupada mentions in Vaikuntha, then there are the four-armed forms. So Matsya has a forearm form. Nrsinga has a forearm form. So they don't have, you know, the lion head and look like a fish or like a turtle, like that.
Nrsinga goes down in arms.
It's just whatever is necessary. It means you want to, you know, come well equipped with weapons. So you have eight, and so that's why you're, you know, pulling out his entrails, you might as well do that with another two, because you're already holding your weapons. You don't want to put your weapons down.
That's true.
Right? And then there's, you know, he's attacked by the armies, so there's thousands of them, so then you have thousands of arms. You know, one arm for each soldier.
Yes.
Or, but that'll be too quick, so I guess one arm for a few, so you can kind of go like this.
Like that. It's all about the pastime.
Okay, so that ends chapter 1. Okay, so then chapter 2, and we'll start on, today is
Friday.
Friday. Really? I mean, I'm going to need some days missing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Monday. So Monday, then we'll do chapter 2.
That was the reward for all the logic. That was the reward for all the logic we went through. Just straight up about Krishna. You know?
Oh, okay. Okay.
No intelligence required.
Okay.
Good.
Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Samaveta Bhaktivedanta Ki
Jai 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 Gaur Jai 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 Jai